KBA.
So, how you doing, Steve? KB4CBA.
Call the fun.
Yes.
I just cut every blade of grass around my day.
And you missed all the fun. I just played an hour and a half of tennis.
After the first 15 minutes.
Well, I'm glad you got your grass cut. Mine's still dead. Heck, it'll be dead till April sometime. I thought it never would turn green last year. But anyway, it finally did. But, what are you doing now?
Can you get me a little bite of lunch real quick? And I am contemplating the Class of 74 reunion. David Granger wants us to come to that reunion. So, you know, you're invited too.
Well, when is it? Okay, well, I'll be around for that. I should. Where is it? I haven't seen anything about it.
Same place we had ours, and the long and the short of it, I'm in a band, so it's $60 a head.
Dang. Well, they're just going all out, huh? Well, May 4th, I have to put that on my calendar.
Bronken and Wilcox are sure going. And I believe, well, Sam may be going. You know, Sam Ergel.
Well, let's see, we're leaving Friday for Galveston, Texas, and we'll be gone a couple of weeks. We're going to, you know, do some sightseeing on the way out there and spend 3 days in Galveston, and then take a kind of a southerly route out there, and then and come back on a northerly route, so we don't see the same thing coming back.
To New Orleans, I'm assuming.
I think we've decided to skip New Orleans, at least my wife has. You know, but anyway, I've seen, you know, I've been there. I've been on Bourbon Street week after Mardi Gras in the evening. It's crazy. So, I've seen all there is to see. So, I don't really have any desire to go back.
There, but I've heard that Bourbon Street and all that French Quarter down in there is the worst tourist trap than Myrtle Beach, and probably twice as rough.
Well, that's one reason we're not going. I mean, it's other than the architecture and there's probably a few things we could see there, but it's a high crime area, and we just decided, we can stay somewhere else.
Well, listen, don't go to Florida. Man, have you heard about that armada of Haitians coming over here? It's all of the regime that got kicked out and all their gangs, and they're floating into Florida, baby.
There was 1 million people displaced in Haiti. Well, I hope they're all not coming over here.
We go some went to Jamaica, but there's a huge armada of them that's about to hit land over there in Florida right now. I'm going to tell you something, bud. They need to turn them into a certain little district and just let some other country like Cuba take them.
I'm all for giving you tired and poor, but you know, you got to come in to the country legally, and we've got 10,000 plus coming in a day, over the southern border, and now this. I mean, we're not going to be able to afford to, you know, give them all housing and food and you know, Mercedes, you know, if they keep coming over here.
At L.A., didn't you?
Ready to.
Just approved funding out of their city budgets for 250,000 houses. Little small houses to house a whole bunch of these illegals. Notice the term now, illegals coming over the border into Southern California. Man, I tell you what, I don't know where the soul of this country's gone, but it's just right down the crapper.
I mean, you know, like I said, come over here legally, but, you know, just coming like they're coming right now, it's just not right. We need to close the border. We need to, you know, protect it. I mean, you know, that poor girl that got killed, I forget where it was. I think it was up North Carolina, Virginia, somewhere, a college student out running, and she got killed by a guy. He was an illegal alien, and you know, already been in jail twice, and they should have kept him there, but they didn't, and he finally killed somebody. So I guess they'll keep him in jail for a couple of days for that.
Well, that was in Athens, Georgia, at UGA, and let me tell you something. They got him locked up down there, but he pulled the same junk in New York City. And New York City, being a sanctuary city, gave him bail and sent him on his way. That's just their way of saying, here, you deal with him. Let him kill some more of your people. Well, all those folks from up north, they need to just stay up north and live in the mess they've made.
Right. Well, I guess we can decide all this at the in the polls this November, and in the voting booth. But anyway, well, I'm sitting here in the driveway, so I'm gonna pull on in. Heck, I may go for a ride on the motorcycle. I just stuck a new battery in it yesterday, and I'm just sitting here looking at it, but I think that thing needs to go for a ride.
Getting all my work done early so that Sue and I can take off for an hour or two this evening before we go back to church. So that's exactly what we're going to do with the top down. And don't worry, Dave, I'll forgive you for voting for him this fall.
I have no idea who I'm voting for. And I ain't telling. So there. But anyway, well, y'all have fun, and we will talk to you later. Thanks for telling me about the 74 reunion, and seems like it was something else I wanted to ask you, but I don't know what it is. But anyway, we'll talk to you later. KN4VFW, I'm sorry, that wasn't right. KN4VWA, KB4CBA, mobile.